name of the Lord. My sin to go and I'm
gone. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Jesus, Jesus.
I'd like to teach for the next several minutes here on the power of God's holy word. The power of it. Oh my. There's power in his word. How many know that? Oh glory.
Glory.
The Bible said in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I feel God burning in that left hand. Oh, Lord, feel the Holy Ghost in that left hand. Oh, holy, 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 holy. God told me a long time ago, when you feel that witness, you know I'm right beside of you. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Do you really realize how much power is in this Bible? Do you really realize how much power and how much life is right here?
Yes.
We're going to go somewhere today.
Bless him, Lord.
Holy. Do you really know what you hold in your hand when you pick up your Bible? It is the word of the living God. It is the sword of the Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit's double-edged sword. You hold in your hand the manna from heaven.
Yes.
You hold in your hand a well of life, a continual flowing fountain that never will run dry.
Right.
You hold in your lap a lighthouse, a compass on a troubled sea of life. It's healing for your body, salvation for your soul. You're holding the very heart of God in your hand. You're holding a love letter that he wrote to you. It's the cure for every sin. It is a backslider's hope. It is a way through your troubles and your trials. It is strength when you're tired and weary. It is comfort for your lonely when you're lonely. It is joy when you're sad. Open your Bible's lid and discover its hidden treasures. It is the gate of heaven. It is a way to escape hell. You hold in your hand the grace of God that will keep you until the very end. It is right here from Genesis to Revelation. Every word in it, every promise in it is yea and amen. You can bank your life on it. You can stand on it. This is your hope. This is your future.
Bless
him, Lord. Oh, God. The Bible said by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Hallelujah. God spoke it every bit into existence. How many knows? And when God says, let there be, it'll come to pass. God can take nothing and he can make everything beautiful out of nothing. That's what he did to us when we were sinners and we came to Jesus. He took a nobody and he made somebody out of a nobody to go tell everybody that there is somebody that can do the same for them. How many's glad for this Savior? I'm telling you, we can make God just as real to us as we want to make him. Hallelujah. We can open the pages and let Jesus walk out of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and let him walk right down in our heart and down in our soul. Can I tell you, he still walks upon the water and upon the hill. Hallelujah. You can find him. He'll walk right down in your heart. Why don't you praise him here today and say, I want Jesus to make himself real to me and manifest his power and his love and his grace to me. It's right here. Oh, Lord, give us a desire. I preached last week, hallelujah, on having a desire to pray and to seek the Lord with all of your heart. And today I want to, hallelujah, to teach you the importance of hungering and thirsting and reading God's holy word and hiding it down in your heart. It'll keep you. Hallelujah. This word. Hallelujah. You can bank on it.
Amen.
Hey.
Glory to God.
That's right.
By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. He spoke the whole universe into existence. Oh, the power of God's holy word. Genesis said that in the beginning the Lord created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form. It was ugly.
Come on, brother.
Without form. And void. Meaning it was empty and meaningless. And darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It was a darkness that could be felt. Come on. Just bear with my imagination and I'll take you all the way back. When the whole earth and the whole globe was filled and covered with water. And it was such a dense, dark blackness of night that you couldn't see a speck of light nowhere. It was a darkness that could be felt. And it was ugly and no form and no beauty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to ask you today, how dark can it get without light?
That's right. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, how hopeless and fearful it can be. In both the physical and in the spiritual darkness. Have they ever been in Carter Cage or Mammoth Cage?
Yeah.
They'll get down there so far and they say, now we're going to, don't anybody panic here now. Just everybody hold on to this rail. We're going to turn the lights off.
Yeah.
And I think what they're, that was many, many years ago. And I'll never forget that. They flipped that light on and they said, the parents, hold your children up. Don't let them go. Hold her in. Flip that light, and I'm telling you, you could feel the darkness.
Wow.
You could feel it. You had no sense of where you were whatsoever. You could do this right here, and not even, you couldn't even imagine your hand in front of your face. You couldn't see nothing.
Right.
It was so dark that you could feel it.
Right.
You're right.
What do you think it would have been like before God said, let there be light?
Man.
Hold with me. Hallelujah. I want you to picture yourself for a moment. If you were here at that time when the whole world was full of water, there was no ground, no land, no hills. All was water, and it was gross darkness. You had no sense of direction. You wouldn't know where you were. No point of reference. You could not see. Imagine you were in these dark waters paddling in a boat and you was all alone. There was no sound, no wind to push you along. You would not need a compass, for there would be no east, no west, no north, and no south. In this eerie darkness, there would be no goal and no aim, no purpose, nowhere to go. For there was no shore to travel to. Picture it, brother and sister. No stars, no moon to guide you.
Yeah.
No sun, no light to shine on you and show you the way. You would have no sense of up or down. You wouldn't know if you was up or down. It pitch black darkness. And here you were totally lost with nowhere to go. Nothing to gain. Nothing to hope for. The word empty would never ever describe your feeling. There was no form, no beauty, and here you are floating in the empty black night in the chaotic waters, totally lost. This, my friend, is the condition of a sinner without God and without a Savior.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, Lord.
You're right.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Walking in darkness. Ain't that what the Bible said before we ever came to Jesus? Before we ever were saved, we walked in darkness. And we knew not where we went.
Right.
That darkness blinded our eyes. Come on, that same God in the beginning in 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, that same God has said, let there be light in the beginning, and there was light. He spoke and said, let there be light inside of Tommy Rowlands. When I said, Lord Jesus, would you save me? God, you're the light that I want you to live in my heart. And when he spoke and said, let there be light, with the glory to God, the darkness disappeared and it fleed away. I'm telling you, they ain't no darkness can overcome the light of God. Raise your little hand, one little tiny light, one little candle. My Lord, you can walk in here in the midnight hour and all the lights be out, and all the street lights out up and down this street, and you can light one little candle. Do you think the darkness can overcome that candle? No, sir. Because when the Lord put a candle down in my heart a long time ago, the light of the world came a living on the inside of me, and no darkness can comprehend it, and no darkness can hide it, and no darkness of the devil I could ever put it out.
Yes.
Hey, Lord, this thing's real. Yeah. Hallelujah. Can you say, shine on me? A sweet lighthouse, shine on me.
Glory. Oh,
come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
The Bible said that the Spirit of God hovered over the waters, moved upon the face of the waters.
Yeah.
And God said, let there be light. Now, that was before he's created the sun, ball, and the moon.
Yeah.
God said, let there be light. And the whole world went up.
The whole world.
My goodness.
Just like that.
24,900 miles around the equator of this earth, and it was covered with water. If you drill a hole right here, 18,000 miles on the other end, you would come out on the bottom of the globe.
Yeah.
Everything was filled with water. Hallelujah to God.
Bless him.
And God separated the day from the night. He made the sun to rule in the daytime, the moon to rule in the night. He divided the land from the sea and separated the waters from the land.
Right.
This whole world right now has got 75% water. And we're living here in the good old United States of America.
Yeah.
I'm a West Virginian. Kentuckian. How many's from Ohio? Anybody in here from Ohio? I guess we're Kentuckians and West Virginians. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Now listen. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick. In the Greek, it means it's alive and living. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. Did you know that you're a spirit being, and you have a soul, and you live in a body?
Yes.
A triune being, yes, you are. You got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm a spirit man, the inner man. I'm a spirit being. I have a soul. And I live in a body.
That's right. Yeah.
The spirit part of you is the part that God deals with. The spirit part of you is where the will lies. That's the part that God, when he saves you, he comes into the spirit being, into your inner man, and he changes you. Okay, what do you say the soul is then, Brother Tommy? Your soul is the seat of affections. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, raise your little hand. That's my feelings. Oh, Lord, my heart has been changed and transformed. My spirit, hallelujah, has been made new. But my soul is that part that the tears flow from my eyes. And I feel the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. That makes me want to raise my hands and say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. You're living down in my heart and you're real. I tell you, Ray, just lift your little hand and say, thank God. I'm a spirit being and my soul is rejoicing in the Lord.
Amen. God, we thank you, Lord.
That word of God is so powerful and quick and living that he can divide asunder and fillet you open and divide the soul from the spirit. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of your heart. I want you to know when you open this lid of your Bible and you begin to read it, it will read you too. Well, praise the Lord. There's conviction right inside of this word. There's light to direct you. Hallelujah. There's instruction to lead you. Well, praise the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
Glory.
Glory be to God.
And even to the joints and the marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God knows what you've thought about all week long.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
He knows where you've traveled. You might not have made one step with your foot. You might not have got in your car the whole week long, but God knows where you've traveled right here.
That's right.
He knows where you've went, where you've visited. He's heard every one of the conversations in your mind. This is a God that discerns it all and knows it all.
Amen. That's right.
Praise the Lord. He knows me, glory, like a book. He knows when I sit down. He knows when I rise up. He understandeth my thoughts afar off. He knows exactly my makeup. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are but dust. But can I tell you, I've been changed and been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I got a new heart on the inside that Jesus put in there.
Amen. Go on, brother.
That's right.
The Word of God.
The Word of God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Listen. You ever thought about just how important your Bible is to you to have victory?
Yeah.
Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, when the Bible said he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Another scripture said he was driven into the wilderness. The Spirit of God led him into the wilderness to be tempted. And believe me, that devil's right in behind him. I want to get him. I want to bring him down.
Yeah.
Come on. That devil hates you. He hated Jesus. He's going to hate you. And he'll try everything in this world to get you sidetracked.
Amen.
To pull you away out of God's will. To pull you away out of church.
Right.
Come on. He don't want you saved. He don't want you having joy and having victory.
That's right.
He was driven, that old devil. He was right there driving him. So I'm going to get you. I'm pulling you down. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And afterward, at the end of that fast, he was hungered. He was with a wild beast in the wilderness. The Bible said he was out there with the wild beast. And the devil come up to him. How many knows that old devil knows when you're weak?
Right. Come on.
He knows when you're battling. He knows when you got a weakness. He never comes around. Well, devil, you know better. Come up here right now and try to take this microphone away from me.
Come on. Yeah.
I feel the Lord right here.
Come on.
Why slap his face?
Yeah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. But when I go home, to my troubles, and she ain't my trouble. Hello. When I go home to my problems, when I'm out of the house of God, when I'm away from the Spirit of the Lord, that's when you need the Word of God right here. You need to take this home with you.
Yes.
You need to hide it and get it down in your heart and memorize the Scriptures. That devil came to him when he was weak. Can you imagine how weak in the flesh he was? The Son of God, but yet the Son of Man. And the devil said, now if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
That's right.
Jesus could have snapped his finger and turned that into a whole loaf of Heiners.
That's right. Come on.
I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm telling you that's the way the devil works.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
What was it? Jesus said he used the Word of God on him. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live.
Man.
Use the Word of God on him.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. God.
He said, if you be the Son of God, he said, climb up into the top of that pinnacle and cast yourself down.
Yeah.
I think it was like 200 and some feet. Listen, all of this took place out in the wilderness. Jesus did not go back to the temple on his feet. Come on, you... The devil uses mind games with you. He was still right there in the wilderness and in the desert being tempted. The devil took him in his mind back to the pinnacle of the temple and painted a picture in his mind. Go back there and make a big display of God's power. Climb up 200 some feet and cast yourself off, for it is written that God has given his angels charge over thee, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. And God will secure you, and the Lord will catch you, and that way you can show your power. What was it Jesus said? He said, thou shalt not tempt of the Lord thy God. Raise your little hand. I'm telling you, the temptations come in our mind and in our imaginations. Oh Lord, I'm telling you, this is where he works at. He tells you to do the silliest thing sometime. My Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Don't tempt the Lord thy God. Don't get out of his will.
God bless.
Come on, children. Don't get out of God's will. Stay with him. Don't do anything foolish.
That's right.
Come on. Come on. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Don't put yourself in a position, come on, to allow the devil to take you down.
Yeah.
Don't let him fool you. Don't let him deceive you. He'll tell you the craziest things sometimes.
That's right.
Right.
What was it he said? He said, if you'll fall down and you worship me, he said, I'll give you all the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to the Lord. This was a mind game.
Mm-hmm.
A mind game. How many knows a lot of people have swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. The devil's told them things that they could have. You can do this. You can do that. Come on. You can have power. Wow. You can have money. You can have material things. My Lord. Wow. Hallelujah. What was it Jesus said? Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Right.
And you raise your little hand and say, I'm in this thing to worship you, God, and to praise you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And shall I live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live.
Yes.
Hallelujah to the Lord. You're going to have to know the word of God.
Yes.
Know the word of God.
Oh.
There was a message given one time. The Holy Ghost gave a message years ago, and I wrote it down. Now listen. Thus saith the Lord, my word is the sword of the Spirit. You'll find that in Ephesians 6.
Yeah.
My word is the sword of the Spirit.
Sword.
My word is the Holy Ghost's sharp, double-edged sword. You must offer the Spirit the sword, which is my word. The Holy Ghost cannot move for you. He cannot minister to you. He cannot minister for you.
Yep.
He cannot fight for you until you give him the sword. Thus saith the Lord, when you read and meditate in my word, when you pray and speak my word, when you use my word in praise and in song, you are given the Holy Spirit, a sword to use, which brings salvation, healing, and deliverance. God works to confirm his word to make it good in our life as we believe it, speak it, and act upon it. He hastens his word and watches over it to perform it and make it good in our life. His word will not return unto him void. He only moves in conjunction with his word. Jesus said, the flesh profiteth nothing. He said, but the words that I speak unto you are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. How many knows there's life in God's holy word? The Bible said he sent his word and he healed them. Glory. There's healing in the spoken word.
Amen.
Now you can leave out of here and go down there at Speedway and get you one of them king size paydays. I love them. And I go in there, I get that payday. I might do that today. Who knows? Hand him a 20. Slide that over there now. Scan it. Hand him a 20. You know what they teach them? If I went down there right now, it'd give me a job, Brother Kevin. And they take me in there. they would say, Tommy, is this what we want you to do? And when anybody comes up here and hands you a bill, 5, 10, 20, or whatever, even out of a 1, you are to say whatever they hand you for a 20, for instance. I laid a 20 down there. They will put their hand on that 20 and they'll say, out of the 20, you know why they do that? If you don't say it, listen, your words register in your mind. You can remember more when you speak them out of your mouth.
Yeah.
If you shut your mouth and don't say anything and hand them a 20 and they say nothing, somebody could holler on the other end of the store and they would forget that you handed them a 20. That's the truth. But you, when you say out of a 20, something registers in your mind that they gave you a 20. That's what God says. When you begin to sing and put praise behind the word of God, it registers in your mind. You can pull down strongholds when you preach. Hallelujah. When you pray the word of God, it registers by what comes out of your mouth.
Amen.
Offer the Holy Ghost a sword.
Yes.
That's what Jesus said. You know what happened to the devil? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He knocked the devil back.
Oh, yes.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
I believe it. I'm going to have to get him another area there because he done quoted Deuteronomy chapter 8.
Come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus already quoted Deuteronomy chapter 8. He come back with another one. What was it Jesus used on him? The word of the living God. I'm going to tell you there's victory that lies right here in your mouth.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
We're not a praying. We need to pray the word of God.
That's right.
I feel like I'm going over top of some people's heads, but I'm going to tell you, we need to read the Word of God openly and let it register in our ears, and it'll get right down in our heart. Hallelujah. Paul wrote to both the Ephesians and he wrote to the Colossians. He said, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Speak into yourself in psalms and any hymns. Singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Lord, speak unto yourself. It's not a meditation. Hallelujah. What you heard up here today about Jesus being the lighthouse, it registers down in your heart of what you hear. Hallelujah. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How many can say, I want to offer the Holy Ghost a sword that he can fight my battles?
Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy, that's cemetery deep, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Or seminary, I got that wrong. Seminary deep. Lord, Lord. This word of God, children, it typifies the living water that'll quench your thirsty soul.
Yes, it does.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
It'll heal your body. It'll put faith in your heart.
Right.
This word is sure and steadfast.
Mm.
It's unchangeable.
Right.
It's forever settled in heaven.
Right.
It's the word of truth. I wrote all this. It's unfailing. It's full of promise. You're saved and begotten by the word. You had to hear it. You're led by it. You're kept by it. It's a lamp unto your feet. It's a light unto your path in this dark world. Thank God it is a sure anchor in life's ocean. It's your compass on the restless sea of life. It is your joy. It's the rejoicing of your heart. It is a fire shut up in your bones. This word still motivates. It stirs. It brings hope. It brings desire. It's an excellent encourager when you're down. It'll lift you up and it'll hold you sure.
Yes.
Amen.
I remember when I was first saved, I had an unquenchable desire for the Bible.
Yeah.
I went straight over there, got in line, I bought me a Bible. I know I bought that out last week. I carried that thing everywhere I went. I'd read it. And I worked midnight turn at the plant. I think swing shift at that time. I was on swing shift when I first got hired and I got saved. And I remember I worked a big 14-inch saw cutting these big billets, these big old metal bars coming through there and cutting it. Sometimes they'd take 5 minutes to get through that or a little longer. I pulled that drawer out. What's supposed to read? We don't want anybody reading. We want everybody to put work out, get work out. Well, I mean, what am I going to do if that blade's going to go through there? Well, I got nothing to do. I pull that drawer out like that, slid it out, and I open that Bible and I read. Old Homer Fletcher, he come up to me, he's crane operator. He worked under the crane, rather. He wasn't a crane operator, he worked under the crane. He come up there, he seen what I was doing. He looked at me, he said, Tommy, you're going to be a preacher. Where'd that come from? I could not get enough of the Word of God.
Yeah.
I read it. You know where I'm at today? Why? And how that I got here? The Word of God has brought me to where I'm at right now.
Word of God. That's right.
And it has kept me.
Yep. Amen.
Many pitfalls and many snares.
Yep.
I had a desire to pray, constantly pray. I'd go in, Mom's. You could come into the back of the house where I was at before we got married, when I first saved. You could come up about 3 or 4 sets of steps right there and go in. And you go all the way in. Well, the kitchen's here on the left like that. And you come from the kitchen into the washroom. It's all concrete. And I felt like I just had to get along with the Lord all the time. Mom come in there and she'd see me on my knees. I was in there. And I'd bow before that washer and dryer right in front of him. I said, oh, God. I said, oh, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I'd love him and I'd praise him on my knees. I'd say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. My prayer, Brother Jason, Brother George, Brother Earl Costa, was this. Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, give me knowledge. Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, give me knowledge. Give me understanding, Jesus. Lord, open up my eyes. Let me see precious things out of your word. Let me understand the Bible, God. Day in and day out, I would pray. Give me wisdom. Give me knowledge.
Yeah.
Give me understanding. And I'm telling you, he has helped me. He has given me something.
Yes.
Brother George, the whole week long, I passed tracks out everywhere.
Thank you.
I've witnessed Derek Queen down there, he's a man, he was waiting on late, but it was a little bit late. I think it was about 11:05 before they opened the door. They were supposed to open at 11. I was sitting in the car. Mary went up there and knocking on the glass. Hey, we're hungry.
Well, I didn't say that.
I sat in the car, and here was this man over there, looked real poor. He just looked poor. His clothes was poor. His hair and everything about him, just poor. And I got in there, finally opened the door, and I went in there, and the Lord said he ordered something, had his food in a bag and everything. And I said, I'll be right back, Mary. I said, I couldn't get in the car. I said, I got to get him a track, and here he was, he's getting ready to leave. I said, Mary, I can't get in the car, don't have my fob. She went running out there and opened the door for me, and I climbed in there and opened the glove box, and I got two tracks. And I went running out there and I hollered and I said, hey! He turned around and I said, can I give you something to read? He said, you sure can. Real humble. I walked up and I said, handed it to him right there like that. And I let him read it. No, don't give up, there's hope. And that blessed man, I watched him, his hands, rough hands, and he opened it up and looked. He said, thank you, sir. And Mary could tell you, when we watched him, he went out to the end of that parking lot, crossed that street, read my tracks.
Praise God.
The word has power.
Amen. Yes, it does.
It'll guide you.
It'll guide you.
It'll help you.
Praise
God. It'll lead you in the right way.
That's right.
It'll bring you to where God can help you. Can you slip your hands right now to it? Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus, I love you and I praise you here today.
Lord, I pray.
Lord, you brought us a long, long way, God. Thank you for the word. Thank you, Jesus, for this blessed Bible, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, oh, God.
Holy, holy, holy.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I could never. If I could call Mommy back and say, Mommy, I thank you for those times you read scriptures out of the Bible to me before I walked out there and got in that racing car. with the drugs and the alcohol. Mommy, that word you planted a seed, you sowed a seed in my heart. Sometimes, Brother Jason, I don't know. I know Mary's mom, precious mommy and daddy's over there, my mom and dad. Sometimes I wonder in a red hot service when the tears are flowing and going down my cheeks. I wonder if Jesus don't look at my mommy and daddy and just roll back the curtain just for a second and say, look at your son.
Praise God.
Look at him. I'm on my way, mommy.
Glory, hallelujah.
Mommy, daddy, thank you for your prayers. You all put something in my heart a long time ago. You sowed the seed of God's good word in my heart, and it has sure sprouted and it's bare fruit. Can we love him one more time? Children, what I can tell you today, please pray. Read the word every day and you'll see yourself getting stronger. You will. Your mind battles won't be like they used to be.
That's
if you'll read that word and sing, hallelujah.
Read that word. Praise God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Wasn't that wonderful, church?
Amen.
Glory to God. When we raise our hand and thank you one more time, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for that spoken word. Amen. God, I'm so thankful, Lord, that there's power. Amen. In that word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I was singing this song last night. The guitar back in my setting. Got up this morning, just play it and singing it again. How many remembers the lighthouse?
Yes.
The lighthouse on the hillside.
Oh, my God.
He's got it. I can sing this without crying. I cried all morning. God's so good.
There's a lighthouse on a hillside. Let's raise up there all we need.
I'm Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, can we worship you if you're in the
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Holy, holy,
Lord God Almighty.
Blessed is thy name,
Lord. Blessed is thy name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I thank God for
I'm